1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 19 and 20. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Bible. Here's what it says: "But the people refused to listen to Samuel. 'No,' they said, 'we want a king over us. Then we'll be like the other nations, with a king to lead us and go out before us and fight our battles.'" Samuel governed Israel throughout his life, and God blessed the nation with peace. But when the prophet grew old, Israel wanted to change. The people were tired of having an old prophet riding around the country on a donkey. They wanted to be like the other nations, with a king riding in a chariot flanked by soldiers. In their desire to be like the other nations, Israel was not rejecting Samuel. Here's what God said: "They have rejected me as their king." As a result, God gave Israel their first king, a reluctant leader named Saul. In the story of Israel's first king, we learn an important lesson. Sometimes God answers our prayers, and we live to regret it. Let me say that again. Sometimes God answers our prayers, and we live to regret it. And from this lesson, we learn an important application. Be very careful what you pray for. Very careful. Father, keep us in your word and walking close to you so that our desires match yours. Protect us from the prayers we pray when we are disconnected from you. In Jesus' name, amen.